Well, let's get to Washington, where parts of the USA Patriot Act have expired, and senators are working today to extend them in some form after they failed to agree on an extension by yesterday's deadline, and the National Security Agency started shutting down servers at 3:59 p.m., servers that collect and store telephone records. So what happens now? Domenico Montanaro is lead political editor for NPR. He's with us from Washington. Hi, Domenico.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, and tell us what exactly has expired at this point.
Well, there are three key provisions part of the Patriot Act, or formerly known as Patriot Act, now the USA Freedom Act. One is the bulk data collection, which has gotten most of the attention. That's Section 215 that has to do with whether or not the government can take in metadata, which basically shows you lines like on your telephone bill of who you called, when you called them, and for how long the duration of that call was. The NSA is no longer allowed to do that. As of 7:44 p.m. last night, they've had to shut that program down. What this would do, if they do pass the House Act, the House bill that they're going to be taking up, the private companies would have to then house that data, not the government, and the government would have to get warrants to get that information. The other two items are the FBI in particular is upset about, because one has to do with lone wolves and being able to track terror suspects not linked to a known terror group. They'll no longer be allowed to use the Patriot Act as justification for being able to follow them. And roving wiretaps is a part of the lone wolf surveillance, because a lot of terrorists will want to change phones, and now you'll need a warrant for each device. You won't be able to follow to use one warrant to go and follow each one of those people.
And are all these elements controversial, or is it just that first one you talked about?
Well, those are the three that obviously stand out and wind up being controversial. The bulk data collection affects everybody.
Right.
So, of course, that's the one that most people wind up talking about.
So now senators are considering the USA Freedom Act, which has been passed by the House. How does that differ from the previous legislation that the Senate was considering?
Well, the Senate before was considering basically reauthorizing the Patriot Act as it was, and allowing the NSA to continue to compile some of this data. Now that it's expired, the USA Freedom Act that the House passed would make those private companies have to house that data, which is going to be interesting to see how those private companies wind up doing that, because they were fine being able to say, hey, the government wants us to do this. We're required to do this. So take it up with them. Now the companies like Verizon and whoever else will have to deal with their customers who perhaps don't want this to be housed, given how opinions on national security versus privacy have changed since 9/11.
And Domenico, let's get to some of the key players in this, some of the personalities here. They are two senators from Kentucky, the majority leader, Mitch McConnell, who wanted the extension of the existing Patriot Act sections, and the junior senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul, who is running for president, who does not want those. He's been very vocal about that. Here he is speaking on the Senate floor last night.
People here in town think I'm making a huge mistake. Some of them, I think, secretly want there to be an attack on the United States so they can blame it on me.
Now, this morning on Fox News, he said he may have been using hyperbole in the heat of the debate. But was this all about Rand Paul single-handedly preventing this bill from passing?
Well, this was. I mean, the personality, though, of the two people. I mean, you have so many things going on. I mean, Rand Paul, like you said, running for president, and he was raising money off of this event. There has been some discussion as to whether or not he inappropriately used campaign floor video of himself as part of his campaign, because that's technically not allowed. Hmm. But the thing between Mitch McConnell, who's the Republican majority leader and the Senate majority leader, makes all the legislation. He can set the agenda essentially on the floor for what comes up and what doesn't. You would think that he and Rand Paul have this super icy relationship given what's gone down the last few days. But they have had something of a transactional relationship. Rand Paul has tried to be fairly pragmatic with Mitch McConnell, and Mitch McConnell really needed Rand Paul's support in 2014 to ward off a Tea Party challenger. So he used one of Paul's close confidants as his campaign manager. He even has in turn endorsed Rand Paul for president.
Yeah.
Even though I don't think most of us would think that Mitch McConnell agrees with Rand Paul's national security stance.
Well, Domenico, just a few seconds, but will all this be resolved this week, do you think, with the Patriot Act?
The timeline on this is going to be a cloture vote tomorrow on the House bill. There'll be votes on quote-unquote germane amendments and then final passage. So all of this could wind up being done tomorrow with a bill to the president by Wednesday.
We'll be watching. Domenico Montanaro, lead political editor for NPR, joining us from Washington. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.